Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, this is our last day on the topic, life and death. We started off talking about the fact that life is like a vapor. That's what it says in the book of James, and so many other references in the Bible talking about how seemingly brief life is. Well, it isn't just seemingly. Think of in terms of eternity. Even if you live the longest that people now live, it's still very brief, particularly to the one whose life it is. And we talked about the fact that we may have many regrets. We may not have turned out the way that we thought that we should. Oh, but we need a Savior. Yes, we have one. Yes, He delivers us from ourselves. He delivers us from the dread and fear of death. We talked about natural death and spiritual death, death to self that brings life in Jesus Christ. Last time we talked about the second death, which is eternal death, which we do not have to worry about because Jesus Christ, through Him, we've already passed from death into life. But it does help us to understand the urgency with which we need to put ourselves to the cause of Jesus Christ in terms of evangelism, witnessing, bringing all that we can into the safety and the life that Jesus Christ offers. I want to talk today about a glorious hope. We can't live a life that is, we'll put it this way, life is fragile. Death is certain, but the Word of God is true. Remember the scripture we read, if in this life only we have hope of Christ Jesus, whereof all men most pitiable or miserable, depending on the translation you're reading. We know that the Lord does help us in this life. We'd also be pitiable and miserable if it was just something to look forward to in eternity. He walks with us. He talks with us. He tells us we're His own. He strengthens us. He upholds us. Oh, but we have a great eternity waiting as well. Want to give you a little something to look forward to today, talking about a glorious hope. 2 Corinthians 5:1-10. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, when we die and leave these bodies, we will have a home in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. Do you know that eternal body has already been made? That's what I believe. It isn't that at that point in time it's made, but that is waiting for us with when we see Christ as He is and we become like Him. That body we now inhabit for eternity. Wonderful thing to have an eternal vehicle that is now hooked back up to the dynamo of God so that it's ever renewing. That should be exciting. And this body is not made by human hands. Says we grow weary in our present bodies. Oh, yes, we do. And we long for the day when we will put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. Speaking of new clothing, the wedding garment. You know, we don't have time right now to go into the parable, which I brought to you before, about the man that went to the wedding feast and didn't have on the wedding garment, so he was evicted out. What is the wedding garment? It's Christ. That we put on Christ, and when we see Him as He is and become like Him, it is literally Christ that is transformed on us into our new body. Yes, Christ still exists. He doesn't go away, but now we have a body that was made by Him. Remember, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made, and He has made our new body for us. So we grow weary in our present bodies, and we long for the day when we will put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will not be spirits without bodies, but we will put on new heavenly bodies. Our dying bodies make us groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and have no bodies at all. We're not suicidal. It says dying bodies because even though, you know, people go and they're very upset when they find out that they have a terminal illness, and rightly so, you can understand that. But we have a terminal illness. Our bodies are dying. They corrupt. They decay. So life is terminal. If Jesus doesn't come, we're all going to die and lay the body down. So our bodies groan and sigh, but we don't want to die. We want to slip into our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by everlasting life. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. So we are always confident. Don't you want to be confident of something? Even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. That is why we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So our aim is to please Him always, whether we are here in this body or away from this body. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in our bodies. We will be responsible for what we have done. And for those that have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, of course, your sins aren't going to be accounted to you, but your works will be measured, because reward is based on works. Salvation is not, but reward is. So, and there are some works, as the Bible says, that they're going to be burned up and won't be put on your account because they were done for the wrong reasons, or you already got your reward in this life. If you did it in such a way as to bring attention to yourself, that doesn't send you to hell, but as the Bible said, you already have your reward. So we will receive whatever we deserve for what we've done in our bodies. These bodies are temporary, but they are what we have right now. They are vehicles, and we are responsible for what we do in them. 1 Corinthians 15, beginning with verse 42. It is the same way for the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies, which die and decay, will be different when they are resurrected, for they will never die. See, we can't wrap our mind around that right now, because we're born into time, we leave out of time, we know that we are going to leave this earth. It says, our bodies disappoint us, but when they are raised, they will be full of glory. They are weak now, but when they are raised, they will be full of power. They are natural human bodies now, but when they are raised, they will be spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, so also there are spiritual bodies. So they're naturally weak because they're separated from the power of God, the dynamo of God. The scripture tells us the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last Adam, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit. What came first, in terms of Adam and Christ, is the meaning here. What came first was the natural body. So Adam came first, as far as a body walking on this earth. Adam came first, and the natural body. Then the spiritual body comes later. So we know that Christ came a long time, as far as in a physical body, after Adam. Every human being has an earthly body just like Adam's, but our heavenly bodies will be just like Christ. That's very simple, isn't it? We know that we have a flesh vehicle. We know that it's a fallen vehicle. We know that it decays and corrupts and betrays us. But, oh, we have a spiritual body that will be just like Christ. Just as we are now like Adam, the man of earth, so we will someday be like Christ, the man from heaven. What I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These perishable bodies of ours are not able to live forever. But let me tell you a wonderful secret. Are you ready for a wonderful secret? And the old King James says, behold, I show you a mystery. But let me tell you a wonderful secret God has revealed to us. Not all of us will die, but we will all be transformed. So he was acknowledging the fact right there that when Jesus comes back, there will be some that will not die. People say, but the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and you have to die. No, it clearly says here there will be some of us who will not die. When it says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, the emphasis of that scripture was to show that everyone will have to face judgment, that you're not going to live forever here on earth in these bodies. Whether that's you lay the body down in death, or you lay the body down by being resurrected, brought up, raptured, however you want to think of it, with Jesus Christ. So let me tell you a wonderful secret. Not all of us will die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blinking of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, the Christians who have died will be raised with transformed bodies, and then we who are living will be transformed so that we will never die. For our perishable earthly bodies must be transformed into heavenly bodies that will never die. When this happens, when our perishable earthly bodies have been transformed into earth and heavenly bodies that will never die, then at last the scriptures will come true. Listen to this. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? What is the sting of death? That you're eternally gone. But there is no death, because even though the body may die, the spirit lives on. And then when death is swallowed up in victory, there'll be no more death. There'll be no more separation between us. There'll be no more, as the scripture that I read to you before, all tears will be wiped away. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. We are living in that eternity now. We're just living this portion of it in these flesh vehicles. And we want all to experience the grandeur and glory of heaven. I want to ask you this. Do you need hope today in your living? As I've asked you before, do you fear death? But maybe more so, you fear life because you don't know what to do anymore. God has called you. He has hired you to work in His field, and He's going to give you your reward. It doesn't matter if you came early in life, later in life, or maybe you're old now and you think, well, I have no opportunity for my time to be redeemed at all. Well, maybe not. Maybe you can't. But Jesus Christ can redeem and restore, make up for what the devourer has taken in your life. It's never too late. You don't have to fear death or life. You have the one with you that'll never leave you or forsake. You have the one with you that is life Himself. I want you to be encouraged. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank You that Your word is true. You have said, I am the resurrection and the life. And You have said that You'll never leave us or forsake us. So therefore, we have resurrection with us at all times. So what should we fear? Lord, please heal our hearts. Those that are praying this prayer with me, maybe, Lord, they've been through a very hard time. I'm asking that You minister peace and comfort to them, and that hope that only You can give, knowing that this life is not all there is. You're with us in this life, but You'll also be with us in eternity. Thank You that this is possible, because You have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. And it is in His name and authority and under His blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, you don't have to be afraid of death, and you don't have to be afraid of life. All you have to know that He is the resurrection and the life, and He's with you all the time. And He never runs out. I love you. Remember this, that I am praying for you.